It's all about grinding it out, making sure we get a clean sheet, and we know we've got goals on the team, and that was what today was about, was discipline and passion and winning our challenges, and we showed our character today, I thought.
We're coming into a back four that's been very much injury hit, and it seemed to settle very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, fantastic players, and it just needs a bit of experience, I think, and the gaffer, that's why he's brought me in, so hopefully we can build off the back of this and look forward.
I think that's very noticeable about you, is you don't seem to shut up during the entire 90 minutes. That's part of what's needed, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, my game's based around talking, communication, organisation, discipline. That's what I bring. So I won't shut up.
That's the key, though, yeah. Isn't it? And as a result, you found that Burnley were playing in front of you most of the time. When they got into crossing positions, you were able to deal with them.
Yeah, of course. From the 48 hours I've been here and seen the players, we've got great creative players, great pace, attacking and flair, and we can score goals out of any situation. So it's just all about making sure we're concentrating on our discipline and keeping a clean sheet, and we showed today, we could have had a few more as well.
A reminder about the physicality of the Championship, going up against somebody like Clayton Donaldson. You know you've been in the battle when you played against Clayton, don't you?
Yeah, he's very physical, and he's their main threat, and they base their game around him. So yeah, we know he's going to be tough and got our hands full, but I thought we dealt with it and we limited their chances quite well.
And in terms of the goals that came second half, it looked like you could have put the game away a little bit earlier. There were quite a few chances on the break coming, weren't there?
Yeah, like I say, we've got great players, great pace and great creative players, technical players. And we created a few chances off the break. Another day, yeah, we would have. But it was just great to get a clean sheet and be back playing.
And from your point of view, I guess you want the games, but how much would you like this to be an extended spell? I know you're only one game in, but how much does this fit for you, Wolves?
Yeah, it's a fantastic club, of course, but my focus is on my recovery and getting ready for Tuesday. If I take care of the performances, then the future will take care of itself.
What will you bring to Wolves? We saw today your defensive expertise, but I think probably more of a leader is what the manager's looking for.
Yeah, I mean, I've got experience and communication, talking and organisation. It's what my game's based around, and I'm going to get stronger every game physically, but it's a great platform today to build off.
Was it tough for you the first game?
Yeah, physically. Obviously in a big derby like this, straight in at the deep end, but I thrive off the pressure and the passion, so it was perfect for me.
You've come from a big club. I suppose you realise now how big a club Wolves is.
Yeah, of course. I've already known. I've always admired it from afar, and when you get put into a game like that, you can feel the passion of the fans. Such a fantastic club.
Just quickly about the dressing room, what sort of lads are they? How have they welcomed you?
Oh yeah, they've been great. A great bunch, and a very close bunch as well. It was a good first day. I can see there's a good team spirit in there. Even though they're off the back of a few bad results, you can see that they're all together and they want to work hard in training, which is great for the future.